receive a blessing tonight.
I receive.
Let your business receive a blessing.
I receive.
Let you, wherever you are, can you receive a blessing right now?
Receive.
When you get a blessing, you are bound to multiply. There is no any explanation. Come on. How do you explain three fish, five loaves of bread? How do you explain them? Can you imagine if Jesus was busy praying, Father, we pray for an increase. We pray for an increase. May they increase. That's what you're doing. Most of you are praying right now, Father, I pray for a breakthrough. Oh, I pray that my life, my finances, my... Listen, all you need is to understand the power of a blessing. So let's see this. When Jesus pronounced a blessing, what happened to fish and bread? The same when Jesus, are you ready for this one?
Yes.
When Jesus cursed the fig tree, what happened? The tree dried from the roots. There was no fruitfulness in the tree. So we are seeing here where there is a blessing and where there is a curse. Look in your life. Imagine you are from the tree side. Or imagine you are from the bread side and the fish side. There is a curse or there is a blessing. If you have a neighbor, tell your neighbor right now. Say, listen to this. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Now, there are three groups of curses. I'm not making them to be three. They are three, the whole Bible. There are three groups of curses. How many are they? Three groups. They are not four. So if somebody said they are four, they're actually three. There are three groups. The first group is the end curses. These curses, a person takes them or inherited them in the Bible or even in this life through a personal practice, either of idol worship, satanic participation, or a certain act that can lead you into that. Am I talking to you?
Yes,
example in the Bible, because of time, I want to give you. Example in the Bible, when King Saul visited a witch doctor, that was his end. A prophet who died a long time ago, his spirit came to prophesy to him. And he said, because of what you have done. Can you imagine somebody who died a long time ago? A prophet who died a long time ago. Appears when he was right at the witch doctor. Appears in front. And he says, you are dying. He made mistakes. But there was no punishment of death. But this one. So there are people who don't even understand why certain things are happening. But these cases are end. Either you visited a witch doctor, a soothsayer, a false prophet. You can get some cases upon your life. And you may wonder, why are these things happening? People say, well, in the New Testament, cases don't exist. Wait a minute, Jesus actually cursed. Cases were very active in Jesus' era. Apostle Paul cursed a person you will never see, and the man became blind. So nobody should lie to you to say, oh, we're in the New Testament, these things are not working. It's a lie. Am I talking to you?
Yes,
so cases are even more active now. In fact, very active. in the book of Revelation, they talk about pre-rapture moments. Amongst them, the Bible speaks of a sign that will happen. Am I talking to you? Revelation 1, 2, 3, and 4. These chapters are pre-rapture. Chapter 5, going up after rapture. What will be happening? From 19. Now, the rule of Christ. So you must understand these things. And one of the things is that the enemy will put up a veil so that people should not be able to buy or sell. And that's a curse. It's a story of another day. But I want you to get this. I want you to hear this. It's a good news. I want to tell you now. Through Jesus Christ, we can break every curse. And that's the difference with Old Testament. In the Old Testament, sin could be forgiven. Trespass could be forgiven, but you have to pay a fine. You have to sacrifice. Transgression, there was no forgiveness. The punishment of transgression was death. In the New Testament, sin, trespass, transgression, all are forgiven by the blood of Jesus. In other words, in the New Testament, we have a platform. It doesn't mean that when you are wrong in the New Testament because Jesus died for us, then you mustn't do something about it. You must ask for forgiveness. So there is a platform. So it doesn't mean that curses can't operate in the last if you are born again. If you find yourself in the predicament, you have a platform through Jesus. You can break that curse. Now, I'm going to show you something here. So there are end curses that people have, but they can be broken. So if you're watching me now, you're planning to visit somewhere else, you must know what you're calling for your family. And some of you, you don't even know, you never went to such type of these people. But guess what? The case that someone took long time ago is affecting you because they visited a medium. Do you understand that the curse of King Saul did not only affect him? Even his child died. His children, his family perished. And the child that was so innocent and very close to King David, he also died. Are you here?
Yes.
Now, number two, I want to share this with you. We have what we call cast curses. Number one, we said what? Number two, I've said what? These cases are pronounced, spoken to. So a person can curse you. That's why you need a blessing to counteract. Did you hear that? That's why you need what? To counterattack. Because God said to Abraham, he said, I will bless you and I will curse anyone who shall curse you. So the blessing he had was that anyone who is going to curse him shall be cursed. So the blessing, if a person is casting a spell against you, or someone is casting, saying something to you, the blessing will shield Abraham. That's why when a false prophet was hired by the name Balaam, his real name Ba-alam, son of Ba, that's the meaning of it. When he was hired to curse them, what did he say? He said, you have hired me to curse them. I've been cursing people. But the more I'm cursing them, the more they are getting blessed. Do you know why? They had a blessing. Are you understanding this? Now, we're about to go somewhere. He says, no. No. We're in Christ Jesus. The enemy can't do anything. Listen, you are in Christ Jesus, just like Apostle Paul. But Apostle Paul had men around him who were filled with the Holy Spirit. But one night they were all attacked. Amongst them was a man by the name Alexander, who a spirit of darkness entered him with his Holy Spirit. And he began to attack Apostle Paul. Until Apostle Paul said, he was with me, but today I stand here and I curse him. And the curse worked. And yet, he was born again before. So curses can work even to those people who are born again. Those who are saved, curses can work. You have to do something about it. You have to repel them. Alexander was a man who was born again. But Paul cursed him. He said, this man did me so much harm. And there were other men who were with the Paul, but they left. Am I talking to you? In fact, Jesus Christ himself, he said, if anyone, he was talking to the people he was preaching to, or cause one of these ones to sin, said, let that person a stone be put on his neck. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
And be cast into the water. So cast curses are pronounced, spoken. Normally people use these ones when they're using juju, African magic. They can use these words and your life will become cursed. These are groups. So people can actually say this to happen to this woman and she's cursed. Number three, generational curses. You'll be so shocked what the scriptures I'm going to give you here. Generational cases. Let's just look at some scriptures. Because of time, let me just tell you three examples. The first example is Abraham. There was a common generational case operating in the family of Abraham. Though he was a man of God, but there was a case moving in his blood. And this case was a case of lying. Abraham lied that his wife was his sister. Isaac did the same. He also lied that his wife was his sister. It didn't end there. Jacob also lied that he was Esau. It didn't end there. The children of Jacob also lied that Joseph was killed by a lion. You may be born again, but you may be lying. Trust you me, either your mom or your dad is a liar. Now we have people who actually they can't just say the truth. They will add a lie. I know you think your parents are very innocent, but one of them is a suspect. Hello? Liars are generational. A certain character, alcoholism, is generational. You can't just wake up in the morning and say, I want to be drinking. Trust me, you have a grandmother or a grandfather who was drinking. Go and ask in the grave. There are people there who are killed by your great grandparent when he was drunk. Killed people. And it's just on you. Most people think examples of cases when they are broke, when they are poor, they have no money, I'm cursed. Even your behavior, attitude. The lying spirit. What you love to do. Betrayal. Just want to betray people. You took it from your aunt. Something's happening in the bloodline. Am I talking to somebody right here? That's what doctors will ask you. Say, oh, you are diabetic. Do you have anyone else in the family who? They know it. You can't just be diabetic. Somebody had it in your family lineage. You can't just have blood pressure. I promise you, someone had blood pressure in your family. You can't just have asthma. Somebody has it or had it. You can't just have epilepsy. And you can't just have twins. Someone in your lineage must have twins. There are things passing and moving in the bloodline. So is a curse. So lying is an iniquity. But we see it passing from Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then it goes to Jude, Simeon. The sons of Jacob are also lying. It doesn't end there. Joseph goes to Egypt. That spirit of lying is moving around. The wife of Potiphar says, he wanted to rape me. The spirit was even hunting Joseph. If you don't lie, people will lie against you. Am I talking to somebody right here? That spirit is there. It's either you are the one who's lying or people are lying against you. Somebody say, I break it.
I break it.
The way your children can lie. Even your parents, you're even shocked. You know he's lying, but you get convinced. The way he's saying. Just pause a little bit and remember when you were 17, how you lied to your parents. It's exactly. Where were you? I was with my friend. And you had a girlfriend. Am I talking to somebody right here? So we have people who are in church, so they think they don't know these things. But I want to say something to you. Curses can be generational, cast, or end. Either you were involved to get a curse, or someone cast it, or you inherited it. You did nothing wrong, but you just inherited it. So there's a case of poverty in the family lineage. When Jesus Christ was saving you, he didn't save you from that case. He saved you from sin, not from poverty. It's up to you to use his name to break the case of poverty. Jesus didn't die on the cross for your bank account. He died for you not to perish, but to have everlasting life. Not a Mercedes Benz. That is your audacity. To understand the revelation that in the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Jesus didn't save the disciples from dying. He saved them from sin. So it was up to them to do something. So when one was put in prison, there was no prayer. He was killed. When one was in prison, they prayed and he was out. He didn't save them from dying. He didn't save them from Herod. He saved them from sin. To live, to be killed in prison, it is their own choice. What will you do about it? That's why it should not remain like that. Even heaven is shocked. Like, why this man is like this? Somebody say, things have to happen. Come on, say it properly. Say, in the name of Jesus. I refuse to suffer. Now that we have seen the groups of cases, these are how cases come. Now we want to see types of these cases. Now, Jesus Christ. Because they are breaking, because you have shared with you in the beginning, right? We have seen the power of curse and the power of a blessing. We saw Jesus cursing the fig tree. When he cursed the fig tree, the tree dried and it stopped being fruitful. And when Jesus blessed bread and fish, they multiplied. It's either you are in the multiplication side or you are in the drying side. It's either you are in the side of being fruitful or you are in the side of not being fruitful. It's how you are able to categorize yourself. Am I in the cursed side or in the blessed side? Are you here? Now. Laka prakias. Savranta kapta. Jaraka fahate. Rika fahatos. Saruke paati fahatos. Say, in the name of Jesus, I will never remain the same. Say it again. Say it again. The first type of a curse. Are you here, right?
Yes.
You know, people, they go like, oh, hallelujah. Oh, I am blessed in the name of the Lord. Nothing can happen to me. They don't know why. They confuse blessings. Even blessings, there are types of blessings. And many people confuse the spiritual blessing of Ephesians 1 verse 3. The Bible says, blessed be the God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. That's a spiritual blessing, not a material blessing. So when you get born again, you have a spiritual blessing. So when you say, I am blessed, yeah, you are really blessed, but it's a spiritual blessing, not material. Are you there? That is the spiritual glory. The kavod, the Shekinah, but not doxa. Doxa is the physical manifestation of God's glory through material form. That's why people think they are not blessed because they have no money. Yet spiritually, they might be very blessed. So don't just be blessed spiritually, be also blessed physically. Because all the people in the Bible, we know that we are blessed both spiritually and physically. Apart from you. Say, not from tonight.
Not from tonight.
Can you imagine speaking in tongues? And then after speaking in tongues, the landlord says, hey, you haven't paid the rent. Does it make sense? It's changing in the name of Jesus. I said it's changing in the name of Jesus. Things are changing now. I'm telling you. I know your moments. I know your situation right now. But things are changing. So the first type of a curse, it is known as a wanderer curse. Somebody say with me, say wanderer. A wanderer. What is this curse? I want to show you just now, in a moment. This curse is found in Genesis 4, verse 11 to 12. What does the scripture say?
So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand.
Okay, you are cursed. What will happen to you? When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond, you shall be on the earth. In NIV, it uses word what?
Wanderer. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth.
What does that word mean? It means a person who moves from one place to another place, to another place. Wait, are you here? God says you are cursed. What will happen to you? You'll be moving from one thing to another thing. Ever since someone said, let me try this business. You try the business like this. Before you know it, I don't think it's working. You're trying to look for another business. I think this one. As you're trying it, No. I've changed my mind. I thought you were trying to do this business. I changed. I'm trying this one now. A wanderer. Am I telling somebody right? Yes. Now, so you, I want you to be looking at these things and applying them in your life to say, wait, am I going through this? Because finally these things have to break. Why are you failing to make it? Anything you try. Why? Something is happening. No wonder. Listen to me. I come here and I preach to you and I teach you every day and I pray for you. Because I know God tells me these things are happening to these people. God said, you shall be a wanderer. You try this, it won't work. You try, you touch here, you touch this, you try this. And I want you to see the response of Cain. When he was told he would be a wanderer, when he was told you are cursed and you'll be a wanderer. The scripture says, Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is more than I can bear. He knew it. When you are having a wanderer's case, this case can be cast, can be earned, or can be inherited. Now, you know those three groups, right? Yes, sir. Either you inherited it, or someone has cast it on you, or you earned it. You become a wanderer. Everything you touch, it does not profit. You change. I don't think I should do it. Let me try this other thing. You try it. It doesn't work. You try this one. And Cain knew. He said, this punishment is more than I can bear. He understood. Laws in the spirit. Laws in the spirit are so critical. That if you operate under a case such of this, of being a wanderer, it's a big punishment. He said, I can't bear it. Then he said, today, you are driving me from the land, and I'll be hidden from your presence. I'll be a restless wanderer on the earth. And whosoever finds me will kill me. God says, no. It doesn't mean when you are cursed, you die. God is saying, you will still live. But the curse will be working. Am I talking to somebody right here? Raise your hand. Say in the name of Jesus. If there is this curse in my life, or whether it's operating on my children or my family, or anyone around me, I break this curse tonight. Say in the name of Jesus, I will not be a wanderer. In the name of Jesus, I break this curse. Say it again, in the name of Jesus, I break this curse. I break this curse. Put a hand to the Lord if you can. So the first curse is a wanderer curse. This one, I promise you, you start this career, you leave it. There are even students right now who are operating on this case. They start this course. I don't think I should do it. Let them check their parents. Sam, trying this business, stopping it. This. There are people right now in relationships. It's working. This girlfriend. I know. Not this. I think this one is not good. Let me try this one. She's also bad. Are you telling me all five girlfriends are all bad? You are the only one who's good. Are you sure? It's like somebody who moves in churches. You go to 10 churches. Every church you go is a bad church. Who's bad? You are the one who's a bad person. How can all 10 churches be bad churches? Everywhere you go, every man of God, you have a problem with him. My friend, it's a guess. You'll be moving from churches to churches, churches to church. 10 churches, wherever you'll be going, the all men of God are bad. It's a curse working on you. You're a wanderer. Can you imagine all girlfriends are bad? All boyfriends. Listen to me. So, if this curse is on you, what will happen is that you find a man, it won't work. You go to another one, it won't work. You go to another one. If it's working in your school, you'll be trying to do different things in a career. Nothing will work. If it's to do with business, you find nothing is working. Because this curse, Cain said, God, this one, I cannot bear it. Go back to that scripture. I want you to see what Cain said. Cain said, give me in good news. Of course, what we'll be reading there is bad news. But it's the version. He said, it is hard.
And Cain said to the Lord, this punishment is too hard for me to
bear. Understand? When you're under this curse, your life becomes so hard. If you ask you, how are you? Oh, Papa, my life is hard. Everything is difficult. In the New Living Translation, it says,
Cain replied to the Lord, my punishment is too great for me to bear.
And we're finalizing it with a message. Now I want you to see. Is it really a message?
Cain said to God, my punishment is too much. I can't take it.
Did you hear that? So this one is a type of a curse. Wait, there are seven. We haven't even started. There are seven. So I said it will open. It says I'm teaching now. Someone already, eyes are opened. Oh, yes. Now you will know the reason why you need a blessing. And he'll give you a platform to say, I think I'm relaxing. I think I'm joking. It's working, actually. If right now you can have a breakthrough and have money, I promise you, you invest in something, it will not work. You have eyes to see, but you not see it. Like, I don't know. You have even things, business properly, you give people. They say, can you imagine other people with your shops? If they are selling things, people come and buy cash with you, all they want is a loan. You say, can I get it or pay you another day? Yet you, when you are buying these things, you bought the cash. Only you. And when they get them, they don't pay. You take them to police. And the story ends there in the police. It's a case. You move around. Am I talking to somebody right here? Okay. Let's go to number two. The second one. It is known as the Adam curse. Or unfruitfulness. The case of unfruitfulness. This one, let me explain properly. This one, there's a story. And it's very interesting. I want you to see the book of Genesis, chapter 3. Verse 17. All right, can you read it?
Then Adam.
All right, then just read
Adam,
it. All right.
Then all right. To Adam, he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life.
Go ahead.
Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herbs of the field.
Now wait here. What is God saying? God says, you are cursed. Then what God is saying is productivity. He says, for you to eat, you have to sweat. You have to toil. Like what other people are getting very easily, for you, you have to toil and struggle to get it. You have to. Am I talking to somebody right here? You will start a house, you're not going to finish building it. You'll be working on, I'm now doing this. I'm now doing this. Same things others are just doing easily. If these things are working on you, am I talking to somebody right here? Yes. Somebody say, break them now. Say, so break the case. Listen to me. What other people are doing very easily, you'll be like, but where is my problem? And listen to me, because you are born again, the devil be lying to you to say, you know, you are born again and nothing, these things are not affecting you. Yet you are the most, you are actually an example. We need to take your life and put it there. And when I'm teaching like this, use your life as an example of a case. And the devil says, you're okay. You are not okay. And I promise you, those things will be broken tonight. Hey, Karabashaka Parate. Not again. You shall become fruitful. And the Bible says, when you actually work so hard, instead of harvesting nice things, thorns are the ones who come out. Investing in money in your business, what comes out? Losses. Am I talking to somebody right here? Oh, yes. Imagine you put so much energy. You went to school. You have got whatever document you have from school, your life, the outcome, thorns. Raise your hand with holy anger. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I remove this curse upon my life and my generation. In Jesus' name. I say we have got seven. We haven't even. Is your life, are your eyes opening up now? Yes. Are you seeing what I'm teaching? Yes. Are you seeing something that I'm talking about? You are able to see it, to say, wait, I think there's a wanderer here. I think on this group, I'm not there, or I'm in this group, or I'm or so far, or I'm on both. I touch this, it doesn't work. I try this, doesn't work. I try this, I try that, I'm wanderer. On top of that, when I try something, thorns, no production. I have to struggle, to sweat what other people are getting at ease. You find a footballer with a talent more than Ronaldo. You're just perishing in town. They're just moving from one club to another club. They're just popular in their area, in their village. I'm telling you, I promise you, something is wrong. And he has got skill. And the same way he plays is the same way someone plays. And this other person is in Manchester United and is getting £1 million a month as a salary. This man is getting nothing. And when people are watching in a stadium like this, in a township, or in a village, when he's playing, people just clap hands for free. And he makes skills and he will spin like this for free. Like, all that is Tyro for free. And Salah in Liverpool, he's not even doing styles, just taking the ball like this. And they lose weekend £400,000 in his account. What others are getting at ease, you have to struggle. People are buying cars easily with you. It must be a loan. It has to be a debt. It has to be an issue. You have to struggle. A curse must be broken tonight. Karamondia fahediga. Roka pakatush. Fikika ratokapa. Tarakadoshi, Tarakadoshi, Chija, Chijarato. We have a platform, and it's the prophetic ministry. That's why we stand and we break these things. That's why we are here. Tonight we break every case working. The wanderer's case, we break it. The Adam's case, we break it. Why you? Why you? Why you? The Bible says you shall work so hard, like very hard, for you to eat. Then Jesus says, haven't you seen the birds of the air? They don't even farm, but God gives them food to eat. Like, honestly, birds are better than you. You have to toil so hard. And the Bible says, and you shall sweat. Sweat. Just to build a 2-bedroom house. 4-bedroom, 5. And then you're hearing your father's building a city. 75 buildings right now are standing like this. 75. And he's calling it the first phase. You want a house. Like, how is major one doing that ease? It's a simple. It's an issue of a fig tree and the 5 loaves of bread and 3 fish. Simple. Either you're operating on a blessing side or where curses are operating. Like this, when you come there, you'll be like, ah, hey, you're doing this. It looks so easy when you go there where I'm building. You'll be like, ah, it looks so easy. You'll be thinking like, ah, I have a house I'm trying to build. Praise God if even he's starting it. Some of it is just a plot. And some even just to get that plot. You haven't even got it 10 years now. You're still looking for a plot to buy for 10 years. I'm looking for land. It's a case. I promise you. You are getting it this time. You are building it this year. All I need is your faith. I say you are doing it this year. Number three, enslaving. What do we mean to enslave? These type of curses, they make you a slave. And they're very common in the New Testament. Apostle Paul, he even spoke several places. He says, you are not slaves of sin. So you can actually be a slave of sin. Am I talking about right?
Yes.
You can be a slave of a sin. Let me give you a very important piece of a scripture. I'm going to show you a story in the book of Genesis 9. Verse 25 to 27.
Then he said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants, he shall be to his brethren."
Wait a minute, just go back in the same verse.
Then he said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants, he shall be to his brethren."
Now, I'm going to read in NIV. He said, "Cursed be Canaan, the lowest of slaves will he be to his brothers." Another example of caste curses. Remember caste curses? You remember caste curses on the groups of how? "Cursed be Canaan, he shall be the lowest of slaves." Can you imagine? You put slaves together, the one who's lowest. Well, let me continue reading it. He also said, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Shem. May Canaan be slave of Shem." There are even people that you are being put there. This type of a curse makes a person a slave. Let me teach you how it works. You must understand the scripture who Shem was. By conduct, Shem was a man who was very good in artisan. And what happened with Canaan? Canaan was eventually borrowing things from Shem. When you are attacked by this level of a curse, type of a curse, you become a slave of banks. The enemy can hit you. You just have to be a slave somewhere. No, am I talking to someone right here? You just have to be a slave somewhere. I'm talking to somebody right here, right?
Yes.
Now let me read. Let me finish reading it. It says, "He also said, praise be to the Lord, the God of Shem. May Canaan be the slave of Shem." In verse 27, "May God extend Japheth's territory. May Japheth live in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be the slave of Japheth." So Japheth was in property. Shem was an artisan. Shem was dealing with God. And Canaan became a slave on issues of money. I'm not talking to you. And Japheth was doing tents. And God says tents means properties, houses, real estate. Canaan shall become a slave in renting the houses. Whether he borrowed, whatever it is. But you must understand this, that the enemy can make you become a slave. There are people who are renting, they're living okay. And they're not even, it's not a sign that you are under a curse. Even sometimes it's just a sign that you have got so much money that you can actually pay. But we're talking about being a slave now.
You can't even pay.
Like you don't even know what's going to happen. Listen to me. There are people who are living in slavery right now. They don't even know how to do it. It's like they are hooked. So you look at this. One, wanderer. Two, hardworking, sweating, and no results. Three, a slave. See, you are the lowest of slaves. You need a blessing. If you have oil, show me that oil. Stand up on your feet. Let me bless you now. Listen to me. Father, I pray for your people tonight. By the power of the Holy Ghost and by the name of Jesus. I pray right now I declare right now every curse working in their members has been broken. Every curse has been broken. We use this platform that Jesus Christ gave us, that in his name we shall ask anything and it shall be done for us. Now we ask that these cases be broken now. We ask that these cases be broken now. Not just on me. Somebody say, not just on me. But also on my generation. Also in my generation. In the name of Jesus Christ. In my family. Let these cases be broken. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we are going to do a prophetic act right now. I want you to put your hands forward like this as we announce and declare that what my hands shall touch, say that what my hands shall touch,
shall prosper.
Whatsoever my hands will touch from now, shall multiply. Whatsoever my hands shall touch, shall increase. I am blessed in the name of Jesus. I receive a blessing. I receive a blessing in the name of Jesus. I want you to begin to pray right now. You know which areas you feel attacked, where the enemy is attacking you, whether from just wandering, trying to touch things that are not happening, or whether from the point of working so much and getting nothing, or where you see you are being a slave. I want you to pray in the name of Jesus. I command this area is breaking. It's breaking. Every curse working against me.
Yes.
Whether it's a caste curse.
Yes.
Inherited curse.
Yes.
Whether the curse came upon you by being earned.
Yes.
It's breaking in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
command it in the name of Jesus to break, to be broken, to be broken, to be broken. Pray. There is a shift right now.
Yes.
There is a shift as you're praying.
Yes.
Curses are being broken.
Yes.
We break them from every direction.
Yes.
We break them from every direction.
Yes.
By the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
We plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
We announce in the name of
yes.
Jesus. We suspend them.
Yes.
We suspend them.
Yes.
We declare blessings.
Yes.
Blessings.
Yes.
Multiplication.
Yes.
Increase from now.
Yes.
In every direction.
Yes.
In every direction.
Fire.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. We stand in agreement. We stand in agreement. We decree and declare blessings everywhere. In my coming out, say after me, in my coming out, in my coming in my going out, in my coming in, whatsoever I touch, blessings, blessings. My generation, blessings. My life, blessings. In the name of Jesus. My career, blessings. My business, blessings. My life, blessings. My calling, blessings. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together for the Lord.